Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, everyone. The issue I would like just to raise right now is of a general nature, and I'm referring to the goal we are here and what we are doing, our job, and then what efforts are we going to raise. I think one of our targets is just to encourage bilateral cooperation between neighboring countries and in this context neighboring railway operators. And at the end of the day, it will depend on the bilateral agreements or arrangements between neighboring countries on mutually acceptable way. And I think it will suit, obviously, the international passenger transport and also the staff of the operators. And we should take this into account because it's a very fragile issue, because someone may look from the point of competition regarding conditions, accessibility, and some quotas or whatever, the hours of work. Excuse me. So, anyhow, I think that we should consider this issue here in this point C. But including a kind of an appeal, obviously, because that's what we really can do. It's an appeal to member state to support the cooperation for the benefit of all, because I understand that it's a strong competition issue present, while at the same time, if we are going to encourage the tourism and the bigger areas, and just to start to think about the aviation challenges, we have, whether we like it or not, we have to cooperate closely. And then it will be strongly advised to continue the contacts with the administrators and services to support this. So I think we should in general just support or raise up this issue to I would say enlighten the market, because if they will focus on business case and they start to count money, they simply might soon forget what they are doing and what is the final goal. The final goal is just to increase the transport of millions of tourists, so and they should be encouraged to do so. So that's my feeling. Thank you.